This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, agutamoyed everyone. So this Seder, we're trying to sort of keep up with the Daf HaShavua in the Mishnah Berurah. So it's somewhat of a review. The point is to review the Mishnah Berurah and maybe to speak out some pertinent issues that are relevant to the Mishnah Berurah. We're in Simin Aleph, Siv Katan, Yud Ches. What do you do if, for whatever reason, you don't have Negev Aser within your Dalet Amos? Is it better to run to it and get there right away? This way you remove the Tumah immediately. Or is it better to walk less than Dalet Amos at a time? The Mishnah Berurah says better to get there right away. Siv Katan Yud Ches, Amayim Rechoikim. If the water is far, Ve'in Loi Misha Yikarvim. You don't have someone to bring it near. Toiv She'ilich B'mrutza, it's good to go quickly. Shaloi Lahashir Sis HaTumah, not to delay the Tumah. The Yeshurim, some say the Cholabai is Kedalat Amos L'Nyazeh, that the whole house is like Dalat Amos for this. Ve'in Lismai Chalzeh Kim B'Shas HaTchak. Don't rely on the Kula that the whole house is like Dalat Amos only B'Shas HaTchak. Why? Number one, we brought from the Achorim that even the Shita, that the whole house is like Dalat Amos, that's only the whole room is like Dalat Amos, not the whole house. Number two, that's the opinion of Shimon Alazar. We don't pasken that way. So there are those who say that regarding Negev Aser, which is not a halachic imperative, it's Alpi Kabbalah, you could be rely on the whole house is four amos. Okay. Sivkata Yutes. Im Mashkim Malayla. If you woke up at night, Ve'in Loi Mayim Lito Gimel Pamim, you don't have water to wash three times. Chalila Levata Midevei Torah Barzeh. Chalila, not to learn because of that. El Yito Ma'at, but rather what you should do is wash your hands a little bit, or clean them on something, b'chomidi d'menake, on anything that cleanses, v'yivarech b'rchas ha-Torah v'yomayin, and you should make b'rchas ha-Torah and learn. Okay. Siv Katan Chaf. Now this Siv Katan comes from a Yushalmi. Now we mentioned that most Paiskim do not bring down this Yushalmi. But nevertheless, Reb Chaim Knievsky says that even according to the Yushalmi, it could be interpreted that it's not an obligatory tefillah. Nevertheless, the Bir Halacha does say that one should try to say it, and the Reb Chaim Knievsky himself recommends that it be said. And we mentioned I have a bunch of these bookmarks, if anybody wants, that have the tefillah on it. The tefillah is, Yesh li zar loymar kaidem tefillah shachris. You should be careful to say before shachris. Moida ani lefanecha Hashem alekai velekei avaysai. I thank you, Hashem, shoyitzeisani me'afei la'oiro, that you took me out from darkness to light. V'koidem mincha, before mincha, you should say, Moida ani lefanecha Hashem alekai velekei avaysai. Shekeshem shezikisani lirois keshacham v'mizrach, just like you gave me the merit to see the sun in the east. So too, I don't understand the grammar of this tefillah, because it should say, just like you gave me the zechus, kach tizikeni leroisa. What kach zochisi is like past tense, so too I was zoicha. The tefillah should be, so too I should be zoicha. But anyway, the point of the tefillah is, just like I woke up in the morning, I saw the sun in the east, may I merit to see the sun in the west. Before Mariv, you should say, Yiratzim ofanecha, Hashem alekai velekei avaysai, Kishem shayisi ba'afila v'hitzisani l'oira, just like I was in darkness and you took me out to light, kach toitzieni me'afila oira, likewise you should take me out from darkness to light. Now, so this is a tefillah brought in the Ber Halacha that is recommended by Reb Chaim. Siv Katan Chafalav, Hamashkim hezchanin lefnei boirai, one who gets up to plead before his creator. We mentioned this is really Sif Beis. This is Sif Beis of Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph talks about to get up before the morning so that you wake up the morning. And Sif Beis is saying, okay, when should you get up? Get up at a time where the guards in the heavens change. The Gemara in Bracha says in Daf Gimel that in the night there are three guards, and at the changing of the guards is an opportune time for one's tefillos to be answered. So yichavin l'shoy shemishtanois hamishmarois. You should be mechavin to the hours that the mishmarois change. Shehin b'shlish halayla. That is a third of the night. Ulasoyf shnei shlishi halayla. and the end of 2/3 of the night. Ulasoif halayla and the end of the night. Shatfila sheyispal ba'is nashos tefila yidam at those times ala churban for the destruction of the temple. Ve'ala golos rutsuya. It's very favorable at that time. We mentioned this is the natural flow of Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph tells you to get up early, and Sif Beis tells you when. And this is Sif Gimel. Roy l'chol yirei shamayim, it is worthwhile, it is worthy for every God-fearing person, shei meitzar v'doyig ala churban, to be distressed and worried about the churban, Beis HaMikdash. Aval ha-toyra v'ha-tfila yia b'simcha. But your learning and your prayer should be with joy. We were medayik this morning that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say you should always be joyous. No, it doesn't say that anywhere. You should always be joyous. It says in Tehillim, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. At the time that you're serving Hashem, specifically Torah and Tefillah, it should be b'simcha. Anyway, I want to focus on Sif Katan Chav Gemal. B'chol suda yoymer al narois bavel. By every meal, you should say al narois bavel. U'v'shabbos, and on Shabbos, u'v'yam she'enomrim tachnon, and on days you don't say tachnon, yoymer shir amalois b'shov Hashem. You should say Shira Malos. The main thing is you should know what you're saying. So we mentioned, the main thing is you should know what you're saying. Why is that relevant over here? Because don't think it's like this, like, Dover Seguli, that you should say, Al Narais Bavo, Shira Malos. You have no idea what you're talking about. The purpose is it has to be a emanating from feeling of Doye Gometzar Al Achorben. But if it's not, then it's an empty practice. So I want to share it with you, a few thoughts on Shira Malos and Al Narais Bavel. Now, the first thing is the Lashon of the Shla is that you should say it before Berachas HaMazon. However, if you look in the Zayar says that you say it during the meal. He says, Man de is adein al pesoira islei la'adkara uladaga. That implies the time to read it is during the meal. So what should you do? Should you follow the Shla before Berachas HaMazon? You should follow the Zayar. They should do it during the meal. And I'm reading now from the Sefer Das Noite, Reb Chaim Knievsky, Tshuva Yurches, it's on page Tes. The Reb Chaim says, the minug is like the shla, we don't talk during the meal. Question, should you lemaisa be makbid to say on every meal, Shir HaMalos or Ar Narais Bavel? So Reb Chaim says, that if you look in the Eliyahu Rabbos in Kuf Pei Aleph, he brings some the Shla, that you should remember Churban Beis HaMikdash before you bench. However, Chaim Knievsky says, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Ayin, we find something else entirely. It's mashma over there that there's no Kpeda Davka to say this Mizmar. In Simon Kuf Ayin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shla, that the Indian is to say Divrei Torah ala Shulchan, and therefore you should say after Berachas HaMoitzi, Mizmar LeDavid. What do you mean? I thought you were saying Al Narais Bavel. So if you're saying Al Narais Bavel, you already learned at the meal. I would humbly suggest, these are two separate things. There's one Indian to learn by the meal. And that, it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah says that you should say Mizmar LeDavid to be able to learn at the meal. The learning at the meal, you're mekayim with Mizmar LeDavid, and the remembering the churban, you're mekayim at the end of the meal with Al Narais Bavel. I be mekayim learning at the meal with Al Narais Bavel. So Reb Chaim says, obviously, when the Mishnah Berurah says you should say Al Narais Bavel, he's talking about someone who did not say Mizmar LeDavid. Otherwise, you could be mekayim learning at the meal with Al Narais Bavel. I would humbly suggest, again, we have somewhat of a contradiction between Siman Aleph and Siman Kofayin. Siman Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah brings, you should say Al Narais Bavel Shir HaMalos. Siman Kofayin, he says you should learn at the meal and you should therefore say Mizmar LeSoida. So Reb Chaim says the answer is Siman Kofayin that says you should say Mizmar LeDavid is talking about someone who does not say Al Narais Bavel. And in fact, the Reb Chaim says that his father was noyeg to say Mizmar LeDavid and not Al Narais Bavel. In other words, Reb Chaim learns that Simen Kuf Ayin in the Mishnah Berurah is talking about someone who does not say Al Narois Bavel. And that was the practice of the stipler. The Shlod just thought maybe it's better to Mekayim learning at the meal with Al Narois Bavel in order to remember the Chorban. I would humbly say that it's not a contradiction because these are two different things. The Indian of remembering the Chorban, you'll be Mekayim with Al Narois Bavel. It could be if you're remembering the Chorban by saying Al Narois Bavel, you're not going to be Mekayim, the Indian of learning at the meal. I mean, you have to pick what you're doing. Are you learning or remembering the Chorban? If you're remembering the Chorban, so good. You remember the Chorban, but you didn't learn at the meal. So you got to do both. And it could be that Al Narois Bavel doesn't count. You're telling me you ate a whole meal, you had four courses, you didn't learn one word. Oh, and at the end of the meal, oh, Al Narois Bavel. Maybe that's not maybe you're not Mekayim learning at the meal by saying Al Narois Bavel. Maybe it's too late then. So I would humbly offer a possibility that you got to do both. You need to learn, and that you're Mekayim with Mizmor LeDavid, and you need to remember the Chorban, and that you're Mekayim with Al Narois Bavel. Reb Chaim doesn't agree with this. Reb Chaim says you only need one, and Simon Aleph is talking about someone, Simon Kofayin is talking about someone who doesn't say Al Narois Bavel. Next issue. Tshuva Chaf. The Mishnah Berurah says that on days you don't say Tachnon, you should say Shir HaMalos. So that means in Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Tishrei, you should say Shir HaMalos the whole month. So Reb Chaim said, Yitochein, could be. So they said, Rebbe, why didn't you say yes? That you definitely should say Shir HaMalos the whole month. So said Reb Chaim, because it could be that it's not saying Tachnon that makes you say Shir HaMalos. It's if a day is a Yom Tif, you don't say Shir HaMalos. But in Chodesh Tishrei and Chodesh Nisan, the reason you don't say Tachnon is because Yatzar Roi V'Chodesh B'Kedusha. That's like a side reason. So on Shabbos, a friend of ours on the Shir pointed out, Rabbi Ari Leib Fest pointed out, so it comes out, that the first 12 days of Nisan, you would say Shir HaMalos, because those days Taka are a Yom Tif. The Magen Avraham brings, you don't say Tachnon, because the Nisiyim brought their karbana, so it was a Yom Tov for them. In the end of Nisan, where the only reason you don't say Tachna is because Hal V'Yatzarei V'Achadosh B'Kedusha, so that's not a real reason, it's not a Be'ikr that you don't say Tachna, it's not a Yom Tov, so then you would say Al Narois Bavel. And then it would come out, the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, you should say Shir HaMalos, and the days after Tishrei, anyway, the Chazon Ish says you're supposed to say Tachna on the days at the end of Tishrei after Sukkot. Now, Shaila, Erev Yom Kippur. It's a Yom Tov. What about the night before Yom Kippur? So Reb Chaim says that will be Machlokes Rashi in Ksubis, Daf Hei, and the Mefarish in Nedarim. Whether the night there's a mitzvah to eat. If there's a mitzvah to eat, then it's like a Yom Tov, then you say Shir HaMalos. If there's no mitzvah to eat, then it's not a Yom Tov, and you don't say Shir HaMalos. Let's say somebody has to eat on Tisha B'Av. Should you say during the meal, Al Narois Bavel? Or maybe you should say Shir HaMalos because there's no Tachnon. Right? A guy, he has to eat on Tisha B'Av. Should he say Shir HaMalos or Al Narois Bavel? So I would say differently. Again, Mo'ani, but I'm just... Lechiduda ba'alma. Reb Chaim says you shouldn't say anything. Why? Because what's the reason to say Al Narois Bavel Shamas? Reb Chaim learns it's for learning. Reb Chaim learns there's an Indian to learn at the meal. And that's why in Simon Kuf Ayin he says, say Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Lo Yechzor. And here it's talking about someone who doesn't say, and that Simon Kuf Ayin is talking about someone who doesn't say Al Narois Bavel. If you say Al Narois Bavel, that will be your learning. But Reb Chaim says that on Tisha B'Av, don't say anything, because the whole reason you're saying it is for learning. You're not to learn on Tisha B'Av. I would say no. The reason you're saying it is not for learning. Learning you do with Mizmor LeDavid. You're doing it to mourn the Churban. So I would say you say Al Narois Bavel. Next, Sudas Mafsekes, Erev Tisha B'Av. Sudas Mafsekes, Erev Tisha B'Av. You don't say... You don't say, one second. Sudas Mafsekes Erev Tisha B'Av. Technical issue here. Oh. Sudas mafsekes erev tishbav. There's no tachnun. So if there's no tachnun, then maybe you should say Shir HaMeleh. So Reb Chaim says no. Sudas mafsekes, you say al narois bavel, because that's more appropriate for the zman of tishbav. What about Malava Malka? Do you say Shir HaMeleh or do you say al narois bavel? So Reb Chaim would say it depends on whether the night of Matzah Shabbos is considered Sunday. If it's considered Sunday, you should say Shir HaMeleh. On the other hand, if it's considered Sunday, you should say Al Nareis Bavel. On the other hand, the Shari Tshuva brings in Simon Shin, in the name of the Arizal, you're not allowed to say Vidoi Matzah Shabbos until Chatzos, because until Chatzos, there's Kedusha Shabbos. So then it could be you say Shir HaMeleh. So what would Reb Chaim do? Reb Chaim, if he ate Malava Malka right after Havdalah, he would say Shir HaMeleh. And he would say Migdol. But if he delayed eating the Malava Malka until afterwards, he would say Mizmor LeDavid. And again, he wouldn't say Al Naris Bavel, because his minog was, like the stipler, that instead of Al Naris Bavel, he would say Mizmor LeDavid. Now, what about a siyum? You say Shir HaMeleh or you say Al Nareis Bavel? Says Reb Chaim, Al Nareis Bavel. Why? Because Reb Chaim holds that it's not be'ikr. Reb Chaim says like this. He quotes the Afike Maginim and the Surah's Tshuva that any Sudas Mitzvah you say Shir HaMeleh. But in the Yosef Oimetz he brings, and on a day you don't say Tachnun, it's only Mitzad Kedushas Hayoim, like a Chasna or a Mila, you would say Al Nareis Bavel. Only a day that you don't say Tachna Machmas Atzmai. It's Mashma that at a Sudas Mitzvah you would say Al Nareis Bavel. Now the Minog by a Chasna and a Mila is to say Shir HaMeleh. Rav Chaim Kanievsky would say that it could be by a Chasna, since Legabe the Chasan, it's a Yom Tif, so then it has some type of inherent Kedusha. Next. After Mayim Achroinim, could you say Al Nareis Bavel? Or Shir HaMeleh? Nope, you shouldn't say that. Because the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, Sivkat Nechav Dalet, that you have to be careful not to be mafsik between Mayim Achroinim, Berachas HaMazon, even B'Divrei Torah. In fact, Mishnah Berurah brings down a story from the Arizal that a certain Chacham, he washed his hands, and he learned Mishnah, and he had a shoulder pain, and the Arizal said it's because he was mafsik between Mayim Achroinim and Berachas HaMazon. Let's say someone remembered after he watched Mayim Achroinim, they didn't say Shir HaMeleh, now it's Bavel, could he still say it? So says Reb Chaim, he could say it and then wash Mayim Achroinim again. Meaning, the previous case was, don't delay saying Shir HaMeleh or Anas Bavel until after Mayim Achroinim. But b'di'evit, if you remember it after, then you could say it and then wash again. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we'll hold it over here. Have a wonderful Moed. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.